It's here and now. Question for you. What should you do with your cucumber peels or moldy leftover spaghetti or eggshells? Remember we reported on a new curbside recycling experiment for food waste in New York? People were worried it would attract rats or that people just wouldn't participate. But after introducing the program in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Staten Island last year, New York is now expanding it to 70,000 more homes in Queens and Brooklyn. A lot of people thrilled to put out their food waste alongside their other recycling bins and the city turning it into compost for them. But the program's success made some of us wonder, why not just use a garbage disposal? Well, it turns out that's a loaded question. One answer is, if your city doesn't have a state-of-the-art system, your disposal, your food waste, could be flowing with the water that takes it out right into oceans and causing problems like algae bloom. Turns out there are devices that separate the waste from the water and treat it. We want to learn more from Stefan Grimberg. He's the department chair of civil and environmental engineering at Clarkson University in Potsdam, New York, and joins us from the studios of North Country Public Radio. Professor, welcome.
I'm pleased to be here.
And we know there's a little debate that composting has the least environmental consequence. But what about people who've been using garbage disposals? What are the questions about that?
Well, I think the challenges are to know where the wastewater or how the wastewater is treated. So if it goes in a wastewater treatment plant which has poor treatment, then that's an extra load to the wastewater treatment plant, extra electricity use, extra energy use, and then potentially discharge into an ecosystem, which is an extra load to the environment.
That's a downside.
Right.
Although we're understanding that waste from garbage disposals has been really upgraded. So explain a good system.
So the modern or the better systems are really using the organic material, and then they settle out the organic material and treat it in an anaerobic digester. And so that anaerobic digester now converts the organic material into biogas, which is really 60% methane, which then can be used as a heat and power generation system. So now you can offset the electricity demand from the wastewater treatment plant with the energy generated at the wastewater treatment plant.
Ah, so these wastewater treatment plants are in effect converting your food trash into energy.
That's correct.
They're capturing it. Well, we also know that food waste gets to landfills, either because you just throw it out, or sometimes food waste can come from a disposal to a landfill.
Right. So the wastewater treatment plant, a lot of wastewater treatment plants apply their or dispose their biosolids or the end product in landfills. By disposing your waste into the disposal, it ends up in the wastewater treatment plant. Some of the solids will end up in the landfill. So they ultimately go in a roundabout way, end up in the landfill as well.
And what are the problems there?
In the landfill, you decompose the material similarly what you would do in a wastewater treatment plant, but now you don't capture the gas, and the gas produces its methane, and so methane gas is very potential greenhouse gas, and that ultimately will end up, obviously, in the environment. And so that's a big problem.
We understand methane gas is the greenhouse gas that has 20 times the potency of carbon dioxide.
That's correct. Yep.
So are there landfills that also are trying to capture that methane that's created by these food wastes?
So there's more modern landfills which put a lot of effort in capturing that gas, and they do the same thing that an anaerobic digester does or wastewater treatment plants do. They capture that gas and produce heat and energy and electricity.
So it sounds like the first thing to do if you question whether or not you should be using a disposal is to check whether or not your town has a water treatment plant with anaerobic digesters, is it called?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, that will produce this biogas, a mixture of methane and carbon dioxide, that can then be captured to produce energy to help run the plant, so you're creating energy with your waste products. Or check and see if your landfill is also catching and trapping the methane gas produced by waste and converting that to energy as well.
That would be the ideal scenario, yes. And to know how far the landfill is away from your individual property, because you don't have to. Obviously, the trucking also is an environmental impact.
Well, and we understand if all these things align perfectly, so you're not trucking things too far away, you're capturing gases and converting them to energy. If 30,000 homes switched to disposals, the global warming potential of disposing food waste would be reduced 1.9 million kilograms of carbon dioxide, the equivalent of not driving 4.6 million miles. That's a lot of energy saving if everything's right about your disposal.
That's correct, yes.
If everything's wrong about your disposal. I mean, right. How much do you think people should consider composting if they don't have these good factors in their garbage disposal?
Well, composting certainly is a very easy way to use the organic material and to get the beneficial use out of the organic material, because you're adding now soil amendments, which contains water, and it's very easy to do. And so if somebody has the space to do composting, that's certainly a very easy, environmentally sound process.
Well, a lot of people don't have the space. They worry about animals, or although a lot of composters are, you know, lid tight, they feel they can't do it, even though a lot of compost bins have been really rejiggered so that it's so easy to do. You can put it under your sink. In that case, what do you think about this move to include food waste with or other recycling, as in New York, where people are putting out these Loctite little bins, they're like a half a garbage can, along with their other recycling, and cities and towns are picking it up to turn into compost? What do you think about that?
I think it makes sense. I think especially in these urban areas, it makes a lot of sense, because now the distances are very short to truck even that material. You can very efficiently compost now centralized. You don't have to do it individually. So these industrial-type composting systems are more efficient, better to use. And in urban areas, obviously, you can sell then that compost to landscapers and to other people as a beneficial fertilizer. So I think it's a very efficient way to do these, and in urban areas, certainly a very good way to do it. I mean, Europe has been doing this for many years.
It's a reminder, too, that there's so many things in our lives, if we're so disconnected from them, the disposal and the sink, you know, it's good to stop and think, where does that go?
That's correct, right?
Professor Stefan Grimberg, he teaches environmental engineering at Clarkson University in Potsdam, New York. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
And by the way, some cities in drought-stricken areas in this country are also concerned about sink disposals because of all the water they use. So some city officials are examining whether they should be used in the future. But if you want to know how your city shapes up for advanced water treatment that could lessen the environmental impact of a sink disposal, we have a link for you at hereandnow.org. Okay, Jeremy, we are waiting for President Obama to make an announcement about the crisis in Iraq.
That's right. We're expecting the president is going to show up in just a few minutes. We're looking right now at an empty podium there in the White House briefing room. We will have live coverage of that announcement. The Obama administration is weighing whether to press the Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to step down as an insurgency that's being led by Sunni militants fights its way toward Baghdad. Today, that fighting centered around the largest oil refinery in Iraq, which is about 120 miles north of the capital. President Obama has been meeting today with members of his national security team, and he's weighing options that include limited airstrikes against those militants.
President Obama, as we know, sent additional troops to Baghdad to protect the American embassy there. There's word today that President Obama is expected to announce that he's deploying about 100 Green Berets to Iraq to help train and advise Iraqi forces. These are early reports. The president has said he has no plans to send Americans for combat missions, but of course that language of advisors is loaded. We will follow all of this for you in a few minutes here and now.